Okay, my name's Donald Fairton. I'm the Scottish editor for fringereview.co.uk. I am here in the Skills Academy in the south side of Glasgow, just in the shadow of the building works that is going to eventually become the Citizens Theatre. And I am joined by
Alan Othieno, playing Johnny Silver in Whatever Happened to the Jaggy Nettles.
And Carly the Cake, and I am the ensemble manager of
Well, let me start with Whatever Happened to Jaggy Nettles, which is on next week, and it's going to be at Scottish Youth Theatre, and it's a piece that starts not with a script that's being imposed, but in an evolution. Can you tell me, Alan, a little bit about how the group came together and how they worked on developing the ideas that became Whatever Happened to Jaggy Nettles?
We came together first as primarily as a skills development sort of thing. That was our focus, and we meet up weekly for that, knowing that we would eventually be creating a play to be performed in February 2020, which has flown in, by the way.
Yeah.
But there was a point that we arrived at where we had to start making the play.
Mm-hmm.
So we were asked what would we like to make a play about, and we didn't have a specific consensus on what exactly we wanted to make a play about, what story we wanted to tell. We did actually know that we didn't want it to be about care experience. We weren't ready for that yet. That wasn't the thing that we wanted to.
Because it's a care experience group.
Yes.
Together.
Yeah, the ensemble. Yeah, we all came together. We're invited by the SITS to create this new care experience theatre company.
Yep.
Which is very exciting for us. So we were making this. Yes, we had to decide what story to tell and what to make, and it was Guy and Martin that came up with the idea. They presented it to us to set it in the '70s, to make it a coming of age story, with punk rock and live music, and we all thought that sounds brilliant.
And it's interesting because it's not in your experience, and so you do have to go and do a little bit of digging and research.
Yes, we did a lot. We did a lot of digging and research. Yeah, it's been great fun. We all went away separately, and we'd some people. We did interviews with people that were around at the time to see it and who really lived it and loved it, and we'd come back and share everything and talk about it and what it was like. And Martin as well, he'd obviously lived in Glasgow,
mm-hmm.
and there's a lot of very fascinating stories and things that came out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I always thought that there was, I always thought that they'd chosen that particular time in punk rock because there's some sort of, I haven't been able to like properly articulate this yet, but
I think there's some sort of like similarity between this cultural moment
and
the punk one, and the sort of rebelling and
mm-hmm.
and Timbridge. And it's that, you know, it's that thing of cycles of, you know, culture just goes through cycles every however long.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there's something going on there that I've not put my finger on.
And that part of that process of being in that kind of quandary where you're still emerging, you're still evolving, is part of what has made it quite unique.
Yeah, definitely. It's very much our story. Mm-hmm. It's not something that's been imposed on us. Like you were saying earlier, it's unique. It's something we've created,
mm-hmm.
and we've taken the time to make sure that it is that.
And the skills that have been learnt in order to do this have been quite wide and varied.
Oh yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Even to having a band that wasn't a band.
yeah. People at Cameron had never picked up the drumsticks until he was in this, and Kieran as well, who's playing the bass beautifully and posing while he does it as well.
Posing wonderfully.
Jen as well, obviously, she's especially good. She'd done a little bit of guitar, but like none of us have, you know, performed live
music like this in a band. And
honestly, now I feel like after this play, if we wanted to go and gig, we could do it. We could just go and start gigging as the Jaggy Nettles.
Yeah, can touch my hut, watch out.
Yeah.
So the group itself has, I think, been together for 4 months in terms of devising this.
The project kind of started about 18 months ago.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a real focus on the production has been maybe the last.
Yeah, I think did we get our first draft of the script 4 months ago?
Yeah.
Something like that, I'm not sure. Yeah. Like I said, you know, we started as a group. 18 months ago, and it has been going through this evolution, and the things we've been focusing on has been changing. That's the way to put it. Yeah, we're changing the focus. It's always been, you know, the Jagging Nettles, and it's always been skills development and building an ensemble and learning skills, you know, as actors and performers, and other things like set design and stuff, learning skills to create this theatre company. Mm-hmm. But as we've gone through the time, we've been changing our focus, just shifting it from, you know, skills development to making this play to learning skills. So it's hard for us to put a time on when we started this, because it's always been there, but we've only been focusing on it for a wee while.
Yep.
So who else has been sort of
part of the ensemble in terms of getting things together that has been significant? You mentioned Guy Holland.
Yes, yeah.
And Martin
Travers. He's been writing for us, yeah.
Brilliant. And who else has played a significant part?
Let me think. Well, we had MJ. He's been our musical director. Mm-hmm. And Simon, who's been our deputy musical director. Because
right.
MJ's been very busy. He's had to, you couldn't be around the full time. Mm-hmm. So right now we've got Simon in. So yeah, obviously they both had a huge part in the music and teaching people things. And they brought in someone to give Cameron, for example, like a private drum lesson.
Yeah.
So
it really is that, you know, you have going to find people who will not only fit what you want to develop, but also support those people in terms of getting the quality that you need to ensure that they have the confidence and the esteem to be there at the end of it.
Mm.
Yeah, I think a couple of cast members have commented on that being the thing that has made this project quite different from other projects that they've been involved in. The support the Citizens Theatre as a company has given has made it feel somehow different.
Yeah, it's felt like the right kind of support. It's felt genuine. Mm. And
because that's really important.
Yeah.
That it's not about we're going to give you something, because certainly for care experienced young people, often it can be a huge litany of promises.
Yes.
None of which is ever come to any kind of fruition. So this is
this is the real deal.
Yeah.
Oftentimes the worry would be, and was for me straight away, when I first saw this, that it would be more of a token effort.
Yeah.
Than a legitimate sort of attempt. But no, we've really been welcomed in to be part of the sets. Mm-hmm. They've been very open and let us see things, and yeah, it's been great. It's been really good.
So what happens after? Whatever happened to the Jagging Nettles?
Oh, good question. So at the project in its current format will cease at the end of our run. So at the moment we're in the process of applying for funding, really, just to continue on the project. What the project will look like in the future will look a little different. We're quite keen for the spirit of the WAC Ensemble to reach a bit further. So in the next, I'm not really sure if I should. I'm not sure if I'm supposed to share this or not. Okay, I'll start again.
The WAC Ensemble will continue in one format or another.
Yeah, so
because that's a real difficulty, isn't it? Because one of the things that we all have is that we see wording, and it is good. But then you've got somebody with a form who wants you to fill it in to prove that you're worthy. And their worthiness might not be the real worthiness. And then you have to make that kind of fit. When what, in essence, you're looking for is, do you know what? This is good.
Yeah.
Can we keep going?
Well, I think the group have really developed skills, and I think we're so lucky. We've got a really, really talented bunch of people in the rehearsal room with us at the moment. And it really felt to us that what's the point in having this group of people equipped and ready to share those skills and not use it? So what we'd like to see is the group going out into the community and leading workshops and being the facilitators.
Wow.
Not Guy, myself. leading sessions. You know, we want the group to be able to take that on, and that's kind of how we see the future of the company looking.
Yeah. And there's other examples like Deaf Youth Theatre run through Solar Bear in Scotland, where they've done exactly that, where they've now got deaf young people going out and working in various areas. There's been attempts in other places. So there are examples of where that works particularly well. But most importantly, it's next week. When do you open?
We open on Wednesday evening. Mm-hmm. First performance.
7:30?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Whatever happened to Jaggy Nettles? Scottish Youth Theatre.
Alan of Piano.
Thank you very much indeed.